Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States recently imposed sanctions on 30 foreign entities and individuals in 10 countries, pursuant to the Iran, North Korea, and Syria Non-Proliferation Act. These sanctions will be in effect for 2 years, do not apply to these individuals and entities' respective countries or governments, and are fully consistent with U.S. commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran. A group of 11 entities and individuals were sanctioned for transfers of sensitive items to Iran's ballistic missile program. There are indications that Iran is providing missile support to the Houthis in Yemen. This destabilizing activity only serves to escalate regional conflicts further and poses a significant threat to regional security. The United States will continue to take steps to address Iran's missile development and production and sanction entities and individuals involved in supporting these programs under U.S. law. An additional 19 foreign entities and individuals were sanctioned under the Iran, North Korea, and Syria Non-Proliferation Act. They were sanctioned due to credible information indicating they had transferred to or acquired from Iran, North Korea, or Syria goods, services, or technology listed on multilateral export control lists or on U.S. national control lists or other items that could make a material contribution to the development of weapons of mass destruction or missile proliferation. The following restrictions have gone into effect on the sanctioned individuals and entities as of March 21st. No department or agency of the U.S. government may procure or contract for any goods, services, or technology from the designated entities, except to the extent the Secretary of State otherwise may determine. The designated entities are ineligible for any assistance program of the U.S. government, except to the extent the Secretary of State otherwise may determine. U.S. government sales of any item on the U.S. munitions list to these entities are prohibited, and sales of any defense articles, defense services, or design and construction services controlled under the Arms Export Control Act are terminated, and new licenses will be denied, and any existing licenses suspended for transfers of export-controlled items. These sanctions demonstrate the United States' continued commitment to nonproliferation and the promotion of global stability and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.